kids. Want to introduce you right now to our next guest. Mom is Megan, and Dominic is our Stollery kid. Hi, Dominic.
Can you say hi, buddy?
Hi.
Hi. Do you go by Dominic or do you go by Dom? Always Dominic?
No, he's not.
He usually goes by Dommy.
Dommy. Okay. Dommy. How old are you, Dominic?
3.
You're 3 years old?
Four years
old. Okay. Well, we can stay 3 if we want to. I've been stuck at 50 for about 3 years now, so it's all good. Megan, give us a little idea about Dominic's story, about your family's story with the Stollery. He was a preemie.
Yes, Dominic was born at 33 weeks plus one day. So he was really, well, he was supposed to be really little, but he came out actually fairly good sized. He came out at the Grey Nuns, but when he came out, he was covered in spots, having a hard time breathing.
You do everything you knew.
Having a hard time breathing, and his chest was oversized, and he just did not look very well. So the Grey Nun said he needs to go somewhere where they can treat him and take care of him. So right away, he was transported from the Grey Nuns to the U of A, to the Stollery, and my husband went with him. I stayed at the Grey Nuns, and he was here in isolation for the first night because they had no clue what was going on with him.
How hard was that for you? You've just delivered your baby, and they've taken him to another hospital.
That was agonizing. I spent the whole night up, tossing and turning, and I actually self-discharged from the Grey Nuns the next day. It wasn't even 24 hours after I had him. And I had no clothes, so I just got into a cab and I left. My husband was really mad when I showed up because he was not expecting me.
Yeah, but elevator mixed to the elevator together.
Oh, did you? Okay. And so he was in isolation because they didn't know what was the matter with him.
They didn't know if it was something that was catchy or if it was a brand new disease. His type of presentation had never, ever been seen before in Edmonton. And as far as we knew in Canada, they called the dermatologist, who was actually away on a conference in California, and she said, I've never seen this before. This is incredibly rare. We have no clue what's going on.
And so how long until they found out what was going on?
Well, firstly, they found out kind of what they thought was going on after they did a biopsy with his skin condition, probably after a week, and we started treating him with beta blockers that helped shrink some of his spots. He had a disease called diffuse neonatal hemangiomatosis.
Oh my gosh, how do you even learn how to say that?
It's a mouthful, but you kind of get used to it. But and it, all it just meant was that he had hundreds of thousands of birthmarks all over his body, internally, externally, in his brain, in his liver, everywhere.
Huh.
And they were really quite dangerous. But Dominic also suffered, unfortunately, from another condition called arteriovenous malformation. And unfortunately, he had one in his brain, in his right temporal lobe, which ruptured and caused a hemorrhagic stroke.
Oh my goodness.
So that caused significant brain damage, and he also had an arteriovenous malformation in his liver, which was causing him to go into high output cardiac failure. So we were in a position where it was very dire for Dominic. There was times where we didn't think he would make it.
And so all of this being diagnosed within weeks of him being born.
Within the brain and liver issues were within 48 hours. The skin condition was within a week, but then he was just so unhealthy.
So with the liver issues, with the stroke, all of that, I mean, the recovery from that, you know, give me what did that look like?
The liver one was really quite devastating. He actually had to have a never, ever performed surgery here by one of the interventional radiologists who said, we don't know if it's going to work. It's never been done on a baby. We are flying in this special treatment so that Dominic can have this surgery. And they're like, we don't know. This
and
is the best chance. Thank God it worked. Yeah,
it worked.
It did. They pumped his liver full of glue. It's called Onyx. And it closed up the arteriovenous malformation, and that luckily saved his heart from getting more damage.
Okay.
So that was incredible.
So Dominic's health right now, Dominic looks absolutely fantastic.
He's doing well right now, but in 2021, he was diagnosed with epilepsy.
Okay.
And it was uncontrolled epilepsy with medication, so he did have to have a right temporal lobectomy, and they actually cut portions of his brain out so that he would basically just not die from epilepsy.
Wow. So for you as mom, you know, we're going to cut part of your child's brain out. So, you know, like, how do you fathom, like, how do you wrap your head around it?
You kind of don't really. You accept that these people are the best in the world, the best in Canada. They know what they're doing, and you have to trust that they're going to do the best that they can and save your child's life. And they did before. I had faith in this hospital. I knew that they could do it again.
Wow, 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 wow. So for those who are listening right now, thinking, okay, you know what? I'm thinking about making a donation, but I probably won't ever have to use this. What do you tell them?
It can happen to anybody. Even if we've had moments where my son is healthy, my daughter has an accident when we're back at the Stollery.
Yeah.
The Stollery is here for children, and the children need the funding, they need the protection, they need the programs to help them get through these tough times. We can't explain to them all these horrible things that they're going to have to go through, but that music therapy that comes in that helps them calm down, or the child life specialist that can give toys and make those kids just have a little moment of brightness in a day, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
We're here to help the kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can help the kids. Go online at stollerykids.com. You can call to make a pledge right now at 780-407-KIDS. You can text Stollery to 45678 to make a donation. $10, $20, or $25. Dominic, who's that sitting over there?
Nana says to free.
Bye. Is that Nana?
Yep.
Is that your Nana? Yeah, nice. Nice to have Nana here with you, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's free days, free to do. Elevator, go to the elevator.
You want to go to the elevator?
Yeah. He's obsessed with anything mechanical, loves cars.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to let you go over and you can play in the elevator a little bit, but make sure you bring your mom and Nana with you. Okay, Dominic?
You told Dad
say thank you. Say thank you.
Thank you. See you later.
Yeah, but that's every free date.
Megan, thank you so much for sharing your story and Dominic's story. And I hope things continue to go well. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.